We're a new technology company focused on creating video games for the business training marketplace. We're working in a number of areas. We work in leadership and teamwork training. We also work in medicine. We're creating one of the first mobile games in medicine, which is an emergency room simulation. And we have in the in our plans a finance game for non-finance executives. And we have a number of other ideas, but those are the key pillars at the moment of what we're doing.
So the idea is that you can actually teach people serious things through gaming, isn't it?
That's a bang on. It's exactly right. Okay. But what we're looking at is we're beginning to realize that the gaming world is not just a means of entertainment, but what we're beginning to understand that good design in the gaming world, like Dark Souls, like Neo, like Overwatch, involves setting a series of challenges for the participants in such a way that they have to learn. And in fact, coming from the bottom of the competitive side of the gaming world to the top requires a feat of training and expertise, which is the equivalent in the physical sports world.
Okay, so you're based in Paris.
Your company
is based in Paris. And then you have a product called SAC.
Correct.
Means five.
Which it does, yes.
Wait, why five?
Why? Because it's five team members. Yeah, so in SAC, which is, if you want, a heist game, it's a bank robbery game at its at its highest level. What you're actually looking at is five collaborators, five members of part of a team, have to go and get something from the from a secret laboratory in the bottom of the building. But in order to do that, they are given a minimum amount of information, but enough amount of information to plan what they have to do. And they have to work through something like 40 to 50 obstacles that test their ability to collaborate, make rapid decisions, deal with failure, test their teamwork and leadership, and their tenacity at coming back and solving problems.
So how do you design a game like this? Is it, I suppose it's bespoke for each kind of training that you do. You have to have a different game.
In terms of the how do you design, what you actually got to understand is the problem first. So really, the technology is a tool. So for example, the leadership and teamwork game, we've been working on over 6 years. And so what we did through trial and error was, the first idea that we came up with was, imagine somebody who has a view of a maze, right? And that somebody has to guide somebody through the maze. But the other person is blind or has some sort of difficulty in the way that they can't see the overall picture. Just taking that principle and imagining that being five people and a set of problematics in the game, suddenly you've changed the challenge for people. And the real difference is, rather sitting in a classroom where you're sitting discussing theoretically how you're going to lead the team or how you're going to manage how they work, here you are faced with the practical problem of doing it. And the feedback is, you fail or you win. But here, when we talk about failure, the key essence is, it's what we call forward failure or forward error. That is, that by making the mistake, it's a learning point that allows you to come back, readapt what you're doing and move forward.
But when you do a game, though, it's not something serious. So how do you ensure that the learners are actually very serious about it and very serious about failure? Because that's the only way that you can learn. When you crash in a car because you're learning how to drive, then you know you have a sanction there if you do something wrong. But if you're in a game, there is no sanction. So how do you make it sound serious to the participants?
Well, I think you've got to step out of that example. Perhaps there's another way of looking at it. What we've discovered when we're working with the teams is that their sense of presence within the game and the sense of role play that takes is such that they feel like it's in a flight simulator, for example. When an aircraft crashes, they feel almost physically and psychologically the same as if it happened in the real world. So what we now know from studies is the emotions that take place. So for example, in many games you jump off a cliff and you land at the bottom of the cliff. Well, you experience the same sensations as if you did that in the real life. Now, that's a physical sensation, but it's also accompanied by a psychological sensation. We now know that that's across the board. So failure and the feeling of failure and the emotional accompaniments to that, they recognize and they exhibit exactly the same characteristics as if it was an external event. I think the best way to think of it then is that what we're talking about here is using the flight simulator model that exists within the aircraft world and the and flying aircraft, which is also moved into healthcare, where they're simulating exactly the same, whether it's an operating theater or whether you're working on mannequins, 3D mannequins for somebody having a heart attack or diabetes, etc. The simulations allow you to train the way that you make decisions. But in terms of the actual impact of the failure, the patient doesn't die. And as in your example, when you have a car crash, the team is still alive. So they're able to retrain themselves again and again.
Okay, good. And so you mentioned a number of examples here, like finance and healthcare and others. So is it applicable to all kinds of industries or...?
Well, I can't say whether it's applicable to all. What you've really got to understand is it's not a question of whether it's applicable. At the moment, the biggest hype is VR and XR. And I think that what people... what happens there is people are attracted by the technology, but not about whether the technology solves the problem. So, for example, in the medical issue we looked at, we actually thought about making a large environment of an emergency room in a hospital with all the players involved and the doctor playing in the emergency room. What we've actually come to think is that we've made it a mobile game. And in the mobile game, it's much more simple and you're being presented with very difficult information and you're managing it. So what we've done is rethink how we present the solution, which is training doctors, paramedics and nurses how to work with the stress of managing the emergency room. So each problem can have a different solution set.
And I suppose you've been doing this with a number of businesses and you've been training quite a few people.
Yes, so we've been doing it for about 15 years now.
Oh my God. So how many people have you trained so far?
It's got to be in the hundreds and hundreds. You know, we've produced training solutions for sales. We've produced training solutions for entretien professionnel. We've been testing this product, Sunk, for nearly 3 years. But selling it. It was a conference room product before. And we did it in VR and we did it in Google Mobile. And so, that brings us to, you know, what have we done as a company? What we've been doing is really learning. We've been utilizing the technologies that exist to test and create solutions for companies. The other side of us and what we do, there hasn't been many. It's not so much competitors, but people working in this field. What's happened now is that the cost of technology has become cheaper and also much more sophisticated, which allows us to publish much more quickly solutions across mobile, across tablet and across PC and even consoles. So this meant that we changed strategy about 18 months ago. Before, we would tailor make a solution for a client. Now we don't do that. What we're on about building is a series of solutions that clients can rent from us.
Okay.
All right. If required, we can do some customization. So for example, with the mobile app, we have two specialist doctors working with us to create the content. And we put that out. And really what we're talking about, you talk about now the tradition of software as a service. Now, what we're talking about is games as a service.
Okay. And who are the potential clients for this? I mean, not just businesses, I suppose, schools or
absolutely
possibly...
the moving from a customizing solution specifically for a problem for one client, moving from that model to a content creator model means that we become like the biggest marketplace in the world for PC games is called Steam. Mm-hmm. So our ambition is to create a series of games that provide content that anybody can use. Mm-hmm. So you just come in and you rent it, and the cost is, for example, for Sonk, for five players, it's €25 for a month.
Okay.
Now you would, that's quite reasonable. Mm-hmm. Instead of $750,000 that you have to pay to buy that mm-hmm. to solve one problem in an enterprise, you now have anybody can come and use this product, and they can use it on the server inside their business, or they can use it outside. It's the same for the mobile game. Okay. Will be distributed through the standard stores that we have like that.
And who are the customers for this kind of product? Is it HR or is it?
The primary customer for the teamwork and leadership game is HR. But one of the things that we discovered, and I don't want to be negative about HR, but they have real difficulty in working with innovative new products because of their internal processes and the due diligence that finance puts on them as to whether test. What we've decided to do is take a horizontal approach rather than a vertical approach. That is that we're getting gamers or people interested in learning new skills, and we're coming horizontally at the business. So it's very easy to distribute a link that allows people to download the game and play. All right, that actually is a big change in the model of learning management systems and so on and so forth.
Do you think that these kind of tools could be used in the hiring process as well?
Absolutely. Very well done. That's one of the first things that people talked to about was, if you're running in a recruitment industry, one of the difficulties is when people walk in with their CV and say, I'm an expert in soft skills, leadership, etc., and your only way of testing that is by a reference or by them talking to you or doing a PowerPoint presentation, it's not really a test. And all of us who've been in the industry for quite a while know that what's on the CV and what you get in the interview does not necessarily what comes out the other end. Using a vehicle like this means that you can test. You can pre-test the person and you can have them down to the last three showing their capabilities. You can even video it to show a real representation of this person leading.
What is your view of the future? I mean, what potential innovations we can find in that space?
I think the biggest revolution that's going to take place in the learning marketplace is going to be, I think that the LMS systems are commoditized. Mm-hmm. I think no matter how hard they try to say we are the Netflix of learning, people fail to understand is what learners need. There's a bigger growth in the self-learning marketplace than there is in the corporate marketplace, because the corporate marketplace doesn't actually provide products that the people are asking for. In the same way that MBA courses are having difficulty in attracting students, because, for example, the first time Google, Apple, and other companies are suggesting that you do not need to come for employment with us with a degree. If you've got some form of qualification that certifies that you've done coding or you've got practical hands-on experience, you can get in. Here is the same type of opportunity is that what we're looking at in the type of video games that is the level of expertise that you have to show to be able to solve the problems as a team. We're talking about giving awards and recognition for your ability to solve these problems, which is where we come into this idea of teamwork and leadership as an e-sport for business, so that there is a ranking of your ability to solve these problems and work as a team.
Good.